Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
The most striking Christmas card I have ever received came with the headline, "History is crowded with men who would be gods." Underneath were the images of 9 powerful historical figures: Alexander the Great, Tutankhamun, Julius Caesar, Maharishi Yogi, Adolf Hitler, Vladimir Lenin, Napoleon Bonaparte, Gautama Buddha, and Mao Zedong. Even those who flunked world history would surely recognize some of those names. And who would deny that these individuals aspired to reign as gods with supreme power and authority? The Caesars proclaimed themselves to be gods and demanded the worship of a god. But what made the card unique was the message inside, which read, "But only one god who would be man." Underneath was the reproduction of a Dutch painting depicting the infant Jesus in the manger with Mary and Joseph looking on. Amazing yet true is the fact that many would be God, but only one God would be man. Theologians call it the incarnation. That's a word that comes from the Latin that means in flesh. Question: did God really become man? And if so, did God cease to be God? The record of the Bible, Scripture, is profound and clear at the same time. It says, "God the Father loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son." Stop. Let that sink in. God the Son became willing to lay aside his role as God, sitting at the right hand of the Father, to be born of human flesh. The upside of that is simple. God understands your weariness, your heartache, your pain, your suffering, even the limitations of your joy and happiness. God became man, completely human, completely normal. The babe born at Bethlehem grew to manhood, experiencing the emotional ups and downs of adolescence, and became an adult male, completely physical as any male today. John gives us this record so beautifully in the introduction to the gospel that bears his name. He says, "Before anything else existed, there was Christ with God. He has always been alive and is himself God. He created everything there is. Nothing exists that he didn't make. Eternal life is in him, and this life gives light to all mankind. He is the light that shines through the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it." It is here that the whole issue pushes our understanding, because being completely human and completely God means something different, something marvelous, yes, something supernatural. Paul explains how Jesus laid aside his exercise of deity to become man in Philippians 2. Was Jesus, who was born at Bethlehem and lived most of his life in the city of Nazareth to the north of Jerusalem, like us in the sense that he was tempted and torn at times between right and wrong? The record says he was in every way tempted as we are, yet without sin. Amazingly, Jesus said, "I forgive you. Go and sin no more." Only God could say that. Many men would be God, but only one God could be man, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.